HRN News, Ahmet Çalışan. His latest round of Mideast shuttle diplomacy has taken Secretary of State Blinken back to Israel for talks with top government officials.
Blinken's briefing Israel's leaders on Hamas's response to a proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of scores of hostages as the war enters a fifth month, with both sides dug in and pursuing thus far elusive goals. Israel remains deeply shaken by Hamas's October 7 attack that ignited the war and concerned about the fate of over 100 hostages still held in Gaza. Israel's vowed to press ahead until total victory, while Hamas is demanding an end to the war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Looks like Republican opposition has killed the Senate's $118 billion border bill. That's the bill that Speaker Mike Johnson said would be dead on arrival should it reach the House. Also at SRNNews.com, along with the flooding, Los Angeles has witnessed hundreds of mudslides during the storms that have drenched Southern California and beyond.
It has been one of the wettest storms in Southern California history, dumping more than half the amount of rainfall Los Angeles typically gets in a season in just 2 days. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass says it's not over yet.
We still need Angelenos to take precautions and to stay informed during this time.
National Weather Service meteorologist Ariel Cohen says it's one for the record books. Between 6 and 12 inches of rain has fallen over the city and saturated the ground, and officials say that can increase the risk of landslides long after the storm passes. I'm Mike Hempen.
There are reports that Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel will be stepping down after the South Carolina primary. Stocks higher so far this morning on Wall Street, the Dow up 139 points, the Nasdaq ahead 59. This is SRN News. A warning from a female boxer.
Carrie Williams has been fighting for years and coaches at the Olympic level, and she says men do not belong in the ring with women. Williams is slamming USA Boxing for allowing a man who is living as a woman to compete in the female category. She says when she was in training some years ago, she sparred with a 16-year-old boy and he broke one of her ribs. Williams tells Fox News, quote, "I couldn't imagine being hit by a grown man." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As a potential split develops in the Catholic Church over gay marriage, one of its oldest organizations is going all in on the LGBT agenda. The Jesuits say they will strengthen their efforts to recruit homosexuals, appointing an openly gay man to be executive director of a program called Outreach. Jesuit James Martin, who founded the organization in 2022, says Pope Francis has been very encouraging, sending personal greetings to our conference last year. This is SRN News. Some parents admit to being confused over when to keep their sick children out of school.
During the pandemic, schools asked parents to keep their children home at any sign of illness. Now some parents are saying that even though the emergency has ended, they haven't been given clear direction on if those rules have changed. For example, some school districts in California are encouraging children to come to class even when they have the sniffles, lice, or pink eye. Montgomery County, Maryland recommends keeping children home if they have a stomach ache. Because so many children fell behind academically during the pandemic, some school officials have reevaluated their tolerance for illness. I'm Donna Warder.
Las Vegas about to throw its biggest party yet. Doors open Sunday at Allegiant Stadium for the city's first Super Bowl. Las Vegas is primed for an estimated 330,000 visitors this week leading up to the 49ers taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. More details, SRNNews.com.